At 4:30, you're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Each week at this time, we check in with the Cape Cod Times to find out what's happening on the arts and culture scene. To help you make your weekend plans, with us is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrissy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, we might as well come out and say it. It's holiday, holiday, holiday all over the Cape and Islands. I understand you've got lists and lists of holiday activities and events in this week's Cape Week.
We do. There's all kinds of things going on. As soon as that calendar is turning to December, people really start ramping up with stuff.
So pick out a few highlights for us.
Well, some of the big annual events that are happening include Brewster for the Holidays, and that's something that runs Friday through Sunday and includes concerts, lighting of luminaries by the windmill at Drummer Boy Park, breakfast with Santa, a gallery stroll, and there's a family party Sunday at the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History. But there's events all weekend there, going in shops and all through the streets. Then in Falmouth, it's kind of the same thing. It's called Holidays by the Sea there. And it starts with Caroling Friday at the Nobska Lighthouse and goes through the 49th Annual Christmas Parade on Sunday that starts off at the Falmouth Mall and then goes down Main Street. There's also Holidays at Highfield going on at Highfield Hall in Falmouth. And then right next door at the Highfield Theater, the Falmouth Theater Guild is staging the best Christmas pageant ever, which is a nice family story. Then the villages of Barnstable are doing all kinds of things, including the Enchanted Village is opening up with lights and displays and Santa at the Cape Cod Resort in Hyannis. And that is actually going to be happening nightly through January 2nd. And then the Hyannis Village Christmas Stroll and Christmas in Kootuat are both happening on Saturday. And then on Sunday evening, it's the 21st annual tree lighting on the West Barnstable Village Green. Then there's one unusual event going on in Provincetown. At 1:30 at the UU Meeting House, they're having a fruitcake shot put fundraiser. But that benefits the Homeless Prevention Council, so it's an unusual event for a good cause.
And we mustn't forget Nantucket. The Christmas Stroll is happening this weekend.
Yeah, that's one of their big events. That's certainly their big holiday event. That's taking place Friday through Sunday. Again, there's all kinds of activities going on, including starting Friday evening, there's a big Christmas house tour. And then Santa, who's a very busy guy this weekend, and Mrs. Claus are arriving Saturday morning on a Coast Guard vessel. Then they go up Main Street and then meet with kids there. There's going to be a magical talking tree at the top of Main Street. They've got carolers in period costume, a craft show. The 19th Annual Festival of Trees runs through December at the Whaling Museum. And I guess they started a new feature last year, and they're doing it again this year. It's a European-style Christmas marketplace. They've got 23 nonprofit organizations that are selling merchandise and food by Strait Wharf. That runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday.
And, Kathy, the Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater has something fun going on, too. This is the Yule for Fuel concert.
Yes, it's a series of concerts, actually, that they've done for the last few years, and Stephen Russell puts this together. And it's kind of more of a variety show. It's music and storytelling and different kinds of acts that they've compared, actually, to a Prairie Home Companion type of feel. They do it for four Saturdays. They started last Saturday, and then they're doing it this Saturday, December 1st, and again on December 8th. And they raise money to help the Lower Cape Outreach's fuel assistance program. Mm-hmm. Then on December 15th, they're pairing up with Chandler Travis's annual Christmas Cavalcade fundraiser to help the homeless. And every program is different. And this Saturday's lineup includes vocalist and guitarist Ken Sylvia, an alternative country duo, Ben Williams and Eleanor Lincoln. There's the R&B group The Rip It Ups, comedy with Dick Morrell, poet Lucille Bird, and novelist Irene Payne. So it's a real mix of performers, and every week is different, but they're all raising money for good causes.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find a link along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. That was like a sleigh ride through the great things that had happened.
Oh, yeah. A very fast ride.
Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.